So for this is CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Four colleges on Denver's Auraria campus will open their classrooms to students next fall. Provost Ruth Ann Orduela is the provost at Community College of Denver. She says enrollment is down, especially among low-income students. She says some students need the connections that small in-person classes provide,
which in turn helps us identify when non-academic challenges are popping up.
She says many students have struggled with internet connection, food access, and mental health. Garfield County, which includes Glenwood Springs and Rifle, is moving to a lower level of coronavirus restrictions starting today. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
Events can now be larger, up to 175 people indoors or 250 outdoors. And the number of customers allowed in restaurants and gyms has also increased. The changes actually aren't that drastic, but they're a welcome sign as they reflect decreasing COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Garfield County is now in level blue, the second lowest level of coronavirus restrictions. Several other Western Slope counties have moved to this level too, including Gunnison, Delta, and Moffett. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Outdoor music venues, libraries, and rec centers in Denver are on track to reopen soon. Denverite's Maggie Donahue has more.
An email from the mayor's office to the city council indicates large venues might reopen soon, assuming COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to decrease. The mayor's office is asking the state to allow the Colorado Convention Center, Hyatt Regency, and Sheraton Hotel to host meetings. And the city wants Elitch Gardens to operate this season at 18% capacity, or 3,500 people. The email also says that rec centers and libraries in Denver are on track to open their doors, too. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.